Cecil, what are you doing here in the dean's office?
He sent for me. What are you doing here?
He sent for me, too.
What for? What does he want with you?
I don't know. What does he want with you?
He wants me to turn over the money to him.
Have you found out anything, Cecil?
What do you mean, anything?
Have you found out who stole it or where it went?
It's gone, and that's all there is to it.
And you weren't able to get any more?
Not a cent. I telephoned home just a little while ago, but a long-distance operator said there was no answer. Telephone is disconnected.
What are you going to do?
What time is it?
About 9 o'clock.
You said he'd be here in his office at 9.
Well, I've been waiting here 10 minutes.
I can't understand what he wants with you.
Do you think he could have heard that the money was stolen?
I don't see how. No one but you and me and Bob knew about it.
I feel sorry for Bob. He likes you, Cecil. I can tell he feels just terrible about your getting into trouble.
I feel sorry for him, too.
You do? Why?
Well, didn't you just say that you did?
Well, yes, but do you feel sorry for him because he feels sorry for you?
No, it's something else. He's never had anything, and his family are as poor as church mice. He didn't know that... Hey, forget Bob for a little while.
Cecil, do you think Bob could know anything about the money? I mean, you know, he might have seen someone sneak into your room.
It's too late to do anything now, so let's forget it. I wonder if the dean knows.
How could he? Bob wouldn't tell him that you lost the school money.
I tried to borrow some money from Alexander. Do you think he suspected why I wanted it?
Well, you didn't say anything. Wait, here comes the dean now. Oh, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Shortridge.
Good morning, sir. We've been waiting for you.
I was detained a few minutes. Be seated.
Thank you. It's a nice morning, isn't it?
It's too beautiful a morning to have anything unpleasant happen.
Yes, sir, it is. I mean, what?
I called you here together because it is a matter that concerns you both.
Oh, then it isn't about the stadium fund?
I will come to that in its proper sequence. There have been certain rumors brought to my attention concerning the conduct of some of the students, a matter that I considered of grave enough importance to warrant my personal investigation.
Yes, sir.
We don't know what you're talking about, Dean, but we'd like to hear what you're going to tell us.
We have here a clean record, an institution of enviable background and high traditions. It is my intention and aim to see that nothing is done to sully that record or soil our traditions.
Is somebody saying things against our college?
How can we help, sir?
By telling me the truth.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, we will. That's one thing about me and Cecil, too. We almost always tell the truth.
You both know the rules about students gambling or patronizing roadhouses?
Oh, yes, sir. The Dean of Women told me about those rules.
Yes, sir, I know them, too.
It has been reported to me that you, Shortridge, took Miss Smith here to a notorious gambling club known as Recreasy's, and that you have been in the habit of frequenting this place when you should have been devoting your time to your studies.
Cecil, did you hear that? Why, it's not true.
Of course it's not. What would I want to gamble for? Why, I don't even know how. I've never gambled in my whole life.
You deny these charges?
Why, of course I do. Who told you that?
You deny that you have entered that place?
Oh, well, no, sir. I did go there once.
Alone?
No. I asked Cecil to let me go with him. It was for the school, Dean. Cecil was trying to get that Mr. Recreasy to donate some money to the stadium fund.
I was warned that you might attempt to use that as an excuse.
But it's true. Cecil, tell him how it happened.
It is true. A fellow here, Alexander, met me on the campus and told me about this man. He said that he was worth a lot of money and that he was graduated from here.
Just a moment. The man you refer to never graduated from grammar school. He isn't even an American citizen.
You mean he didn't go here?
But I was told that he did. That's why I thought he might donate some money to us.
We can prove it. Alexander Luker's the one that told us. Well, you don't think we went there because we wanted to, do you?
We didn't even know what kind of a place it was. We thought the man just lived there.
Well, let's get Alexander. He'll tell you the truth.
There's no need to do that. I have already questioned him.
What did he say?
He told you that I only went there to collect money for the new stadium, didn't he?
He denied any knowledge of this affair.
Why, the dirty lawyer!
Shortridge, you'll refrain from any talk like that.
But Dean, he's not telling the truth. He told me that Recreasy fellow would donate some money if I went to see him.
And I wanted to go along, too. I wanted to help.
I know how we can prove it. That Mr. Recreasy will tell you that we asked him about it.
Unfortunately, we can't do that. His establishment was raided, and he has disappeared.
But don't you believe us?
But we've told you the truth. Well, what else would I want to go there for?
You have been honored, Shortridge, with a post of trust. You are one of the boys that I personally selected to handle the stadium funds. We couldn't afford to have a boy hold such a position here who gambled and was seen in places of shady reputation.
Oh, it's all silly. I don't gamble. Wait till I get Alexander.
Were you arrested this week?
Yes, sir, we were.
But we can explain that. The place was raided while we were there.
Why didn't you bring the matter to me?
Well, we thought we could get out of it all right.
I have had this matter investigated. Did you give your names as Joe White and Sally Brown?
Oh, well, we were just trying to be funny.
We thought we'd better give them fake names because, well, it might get in the papers and might give the college a black eye.
You were both fully aware of what you were doing at the time. The breaking of tradition is something that will not be tolerated. I am forced to suspend you both.
You mean that we're expelled?
Sally, too?
That will be all. I'll conclude this discussion by requesting you, Shortridge, to turn over to me what stadium funds you have collected.
What did you say?
Have you brought the money you have collected with you?
No, sir.
Oh, Cecil?
Where is it?
Oh, it's gone.
What do you mean it's gone? That was your responsibility. Where did it go?
Oh, it wasn't Cecil's fault. He couldn't help it.
I see. You gambled away funds that did not belong to you.
No, sir. It's that... Well, it was stolen. There was $550 and I had it in my room, but... Well, when I went there to look for it, well, it was gone.
That's rather an absurd statement, Shortridge. Why did you keep it in your room? It's easy to locate me during the day.
Well, I just thought I'd keep it overnight.
You say someone stole it? You know who it was?
No, sir.
Could it have been one of the boys in your house?
Oh, no, sir, I don't think so.
Then who else would enter a fraternity house and go into one of the boys' rooms and take that money?
I don't know, sir.
What do you intend to do?
Well, I'll make it good just as soon as I can get a hold of my aunt. She's gone on a trip someplace.
If this matter of gambling hadn't been brought to my attention, Shortridge, I might have been inclined to give you the benefit of the doubt. I am both surprised and disappointed.
Well, you don't think Cecil took it, do you? He wouldn't do that.
I could turn this matter over to the authorities, Shortridge, but that would cause a scandal. I wish to avoid that.
I'll get it back.
Very well. See that you do, and the matter will be dropped. That will be all.
We're both expelled anyhow?
I regret this had to happen.
Oh.
Well, okay. I wouldn't want to go to your snooty old college anyhow. If you can't believe what I told you, rats to you. You'll get your old money back, and then you can take your whole outfit and jump in the lake for all I care. Come on, Sally. Let's go get our junk packed and go on home.